KJAN News is brought to you this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.
And at 8:06, we have cloudy skies, 67 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to become partly cloudy eventually sometime today and a high around 80. Winds out of the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Fair to partly cloudy overnight, low of 56 and partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Cass County Sheriff's Office Friday said there were 6 arrests over the past week and one minor injury accident that wasn't investigated. On Thursday, July 29th, 25-year-old Tyler Ray Osborne of Council Bluffs was arrested on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation. Osborne was transported to the Cass County Jail where he was being held. 19-year-old Dante James Watkins of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation. He was also being held at the Cass County Jail. And 29-year-old Anthony Ray Assay of Atlantic was arrested on Thursday for possession of a controlled substance. He was later released on bond. On Monday, Cass County deputies arrested 28-year-old Robert Jones of Exira on 3 Cass County warrants for violation of probation. He is currently being held on bond. And 31-year-old Jeffrey Scott Rowland of Council Bluffs was arrested on a Cass County warrant for ongoing criminal conduct, theft in the second, unauthorized use of a credit card. And Rowland was being held in the Cass County Jail on bond as well. On July 25th, 42-year-old Anthony Carnes of Wyota was arrested for violation of a no-contact order. Carnes was transported to the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance, but he violated, allegedly, that no-contact order the same day after his release and was arrested again by Cass County deputies. Carnes then posted bond the following day and was released, but was arrested on the 27th of July for violation of a no-contact order. He was later released after posting bond. Cass County Sheriff's officials say one person suffered minor injuries during an accident at around 2 p.m. on July 24th. Mitchell Bennis of West Des Moines was transported to the Cass County Hospital for a treatment of injuries that happened during a collision at the intersection of Olive Street and Boston Road. Authorities say Kevin Anderson of Sanford, Michigan, was driving a semi-tractor trailer westbound on Boston Road and came to the stop at the intersection. Bennis was driving an SUV and also traveling westbound on Boston. His vehicle failed to stop at the intersection and struck the rear of the semi. Cass County Board of Supervisors on Friday morning received a report on the status of child care facilities in the county. Discussion lasted about 35 minutes. The board heard from Messina City Councilman and member of the Child Care Board, Jack Bissell, along with Jared Wyman with the City of Griswold, and Dan Haynes, director of the Nishna Valley Family YMCA in Atlantic. Bissell started the discussion by telling the supervisors that Messina doesn't have as many child care providers as they used to have.
A few years ago, we were up to 3.5 providers in Messina. Life happened, things happened. We're down to 1.5 providers. And I say half a provider because one of them is only for older kids before school, after school, just elderly, takes care of us. So pretty much one full-time provider.
He said the city started working with the school board after a survey was sent out.
Between 50 and 60 response. The main question was, if we built a child care, would it be their primary? And then out of those, we had 25 people that said this would be their primary. And we had 20 that said this would be their backup, and the other 5 didn't have a card in the game, just to bundle it.
He said the school district, the CAM school district, that is working on their child care facility plans.
Messina CAM is in a unique situation as they're doing a facility study. The school said that they would graciously carve out rooms that we needed. We've had the fire marshal down, picked out a good room, and then we kind of pumped the brakes just a little bit because that room might not be there depending on how the facility goes. So they narrowed it down to 2 plans. Depending on what plan they pick, there will be rooms for us.
Bissell said child care is not an overly large money-making business for a city, but it's something it needs to provide to keep the town going. The CAM school district is expected to hold a bond vote in November. If the measure passes, construction could begin next summer, and a facility could be ready to go by the end of 2022. Now, board chair Steve Byer made it clear to all 3 men that the American Rescue Plan funds cannot be used for operational expenses. They can be used for infrastructure and renovation, though. Cass County has already received the first half payment of the funds designated through the ARP for more than $1.2 million. The other half is expected in 2022. Now, Jared Wyman told the supervisors they've been looking at some contracts to get the piece of ground to build a new structure, and they have been raising funds for a new daycare because the school is full, he said, and there's no room to run a daycare there. Their goal is to somehow raise nearly $2 million.
That's really tough in a small community. Our study showed that we have about 64 kids that would take on this daycare. So we're going to try to, our plan is to try to build for a building for 100, maybe not fully furnish it at the beginning, but build in phases as needed.
He said they hope to have a budget figure done by the end of the year, and they hope to start building next spring. Dan Haynes, meanwhile, said the Ann W. Wickman Child Development Center in Atlantic is pretty much full. The Nishna Valley Family YMCA has been in charge of running the facility, he said, for the past 11 years. Haynes said they're making accommodations at the Y to convert some areas to child development areas for about 21 children.
The theory is if we can add 21 slots there, I can move some of my older kids out of the Wickman Center, move them down to the Y, because we do our preschool down there anyway, so they can walk across the building. And we don't have to bus them, which we do now. So that opens up another 20 slots at Wickman Center. We can take in some more kids out there. So that's, we're licensed for 101 out there right now. And that's with the school district giving us one of their classrooms in the old Lincoln building.
Haynes told the supervisors that if any of the American Rescue Plan funds are able to be used for any of the child care projects, it would greatly be appreciated. Of course, local governments must appropriate the money by the end of 2024 and spend it by the end of 2026. The Cass County supervisors will continue, meanwhile, with discussions on possible uses for that money, and there is certain to be a lot of people with their hand out for that. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.
KJAN News has been brought to you this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.